Experts in the Centers for Disease Control and the Indiana State Department of Health are saying this year's flu season is particularly bad. On Friday, the ISDH updated their list of flu-related deaths to 167 reported individuals. Deputy State Health Commissioner and State Epidemiologist Pam Pontones says this flu season, which is measured from October 1st until mid-May, has been marked by a more difficult-to-manage flu strain.
This year has been marked by very high and widespread activity in Indiana and nationwide. This year, the predominant strain circulating is influenza A H3N2. And that particular strain can cause more severe infection, longer lasting infection, which then can result in more complications, more hospitalizations. So this has been a severe flu season.
The CDC is reporting the flu as widespread throughout the continental United States. Pontones says ISDH is urging people to get their flu shots and take basic precautions like washing your hands often.
We do track influenza deaths each year in Indiana. All influenza-associated deaths are required to be reported to public health authorities. And this year, we have seen more deaths than we have seen in recent years, especially given this time in the season.
Four flu-related deaths have been reported in Monroe County. Pantones says the CDC released enough flu vaccines so that ISDH doesn't have to worry about running out anytime soon.
We still have several weeks left in this current flu season, so it's important for everyone to take those measures and to be very proactive in staying healthy. We will continue to track information on activity each week and practice those prevention measures. Get your flu shot if you haven't already.
Pontones says those at the highest risk of suffering fatal complications from the flu are over the age of 65. She says anyone experiencing severe flu symptoms, including shortness of breath, dizziness, and vomiting, need to see a healthcare provider immediately.